Cuomo said Monday that if the trajectory of the rising infection rate does not change, the state is headed for a lockdown similar to one last spring when the virus also spiked. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio urged city residents to prepare for a shutdown in the coming weeks. By Wednesday, though, the governor, citing negative news headlines, emphasized that a closure of all but essential services can be avoided. He says if New Yorkers follow all of the safety recommendations from state and federal health officials.
But there's a big but, and that's a big but, big B-U-T. But no one knows because it is up to us. What will happen in 3 weeks? What will happen in 4 weeks? You tell me what you're going to do over the next 3 weeks or 4 weeks, and I'll tell you what's going to happen.
Cuomo says he hopes that people learn that some Thanksgiving gatherings led to the current surge, where the positivity rate has been above 5% statewide for several days, and that they will limit social gatherings over the upcoming holidays. Hospitalization rates are also steadily rising. More than 6,000 New Yorkers are in the hospital with COVID-19, and over 1,000 are in intensive care. State Health Commissioner Dr. Howard Zucker issued a letter to the state's hospitals. He's asking them to work together to prevent any one hospital from becoming overwhelmed with COVID patients. Zucker is also requiring every hospital to be able to boost bed capacity by 15% within 3 days if the numbers in their region are surging. Cuomo also announced that despite the state's $15 billion budget deficit, he's advancing $1.5 billion to human service organizations that contract with the state. The money had been held back, along with 20% of some funds owed to schools and local governments as a means of managing the budget gap. Budget Director Robert Mujica explains that the groups need the money to carry out essential services related to the pandemic.
What we're going to do is make sure that those agencies that have critical needs will be able to give them those money so they have a level of certainty through the end of the fiscal year.
Cuomo has said he thinks new taxes will need to be imposed to help close the deficit. This week, Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie, a supporter of higher taxes on the wealthy, raised the possibility of the legislature returning before the end of the year to increase the top income tax rates. He said it would begin bringing in revenue as soon as possible.
Something like an income tax, if you want to get a full year's value of it, I think you do have to, you know, consider now.
But the governor asked lawmakers to hold off on making any changes to the state's tax code. He says even though Congress has not yet agreed to a bailout plan that includes help for state and local governments hard hit by the pandemic, he believes that President-elect Joe Biden will persuade federal lawmakers to act after the January 20th inauguration.
I believe President Biden will correct the situation. He has said it publicly, privately. He gets it.
The governor was to attend a phone meeting between the National Governors Association, which Cuomo heads, and President-elect Biden on Wednesday afternoon. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.